This is the second tape of the October 15th, 1986 interview with boatbuilder Bud Seymour of Apalachicola.
Back to work here. I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions about this boat. Can you tell me the types of materials that you have in her? What sorts of wood?
Yeah, it's we got cypress frames, juniper planking, and pine keel, and dead wood and stem, and using all stainless fastenings in it. I don't know yet whether the house will be built with plywood or planked house on it, but all the bulkheads are cypress, and probably a 671 GM engine and stainless shaft and stainless propeller and fiberglass fuel tanks and steel rigging, steel aluminum, one or the other. And that about wraps up the material.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start building it?
And I started July the 5th. In the afternoon of July the 5th.
Well, you've made a lot of progress. That's a big, big boat there. And it's, how many have been working on it besides yourself?
Well, I've been working on it, I'd say, about 75% of the time, and my son helped me around 25%. Mm-hmm. So I did most of it myself, but if I hadn't had help, the job would have run probably a month longer, maybe a little more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Has your son been working with you on boats for very long?
Well, that's only the second one. Mm-hmm. He helped me with one other big one.
Mm-hmm. How much longer do you think it will take you to finish her up?
To install the engine and everything, probably 2 months, but to do the rest of the woodwork will be from 3 weeks to a month.
Hmm. What is it about the shape of this boat do you think makes her a good sea boat?
Well, it's got the right kind of model to it, and it'll draw the water. You won't get a lot of pounding, and it'll have a good rise to the bow. The bow's flared out, so you won't be bothered too much about a lot of spray, you know, or seas washing over it. And it's strong built, good strong built boat.
How thick is the planking on it?
1 3/8. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how big is that keel down there?
6 by 11. Mm-hmm. And the stem is a 6 by 10. And it's put in, it's got that real long curved bow under the bottom, and it's put in there with knees and bolted together with 1/2 inch stainless.
How far apart are your timbers?
14 inches in between.
Mm-hmm. On the center?
16-inch centers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what are the dimensions of the timbers?
2 by 6.
Yeah. Yeah, she's strong, all right.
But yeah. you've got 2 by 10 knee in each corner at the turn of the bilge. You've got a 2 by 10 knee, and it's bolted. It's got 6 bolts to each knee. And you've got 2 by 10 cross frames, tie timbers, and they're bolted with 3 bolts on each side, 6 bolts to the tie timber. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about the boats that you build that's different from the way other builders go?
Well, none other than I do a lot of real good fitting, and I don't ever use caulking cotton. And most of the boat builders believe in corking a boat with cotton, but I don't believe in it. And on the butts where you usually have a lot of problems in the later years, I use pins instead of cotton, so I never have that problem. Hmm.
Do you put anything between your planks?
No, I never put it. It's wood to wood.
Wow. Well, that takes a lot of skill to be able to do that.
Yeah. It takes a little time, but a little sanding and planing, you can fit them.
Mm-hmm. I noticed underneath there, under the under the stern decking and up against your transom, some nice little frames in there too that I haven't noticed on other types of boats either. Those corner braces up.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've never had a problem with a boat that I built. I've never had anybody to come back and say they were coming apart or leaking or. It's never a problem.
Do you have orders for boats after this one?
I've got two people wants boats that size built, and I don't know if I'll do it or not, but I've got 10 small ones on order. There's one person wants 10. Mm-hmm. So,
what type boats are they?
That same type, except 15 feet. Uh-huh. Same little river boat. Mm-hmm. They want 10, and they're going to fit them out with trailers and motors and put them up for sale.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got an order for 10, and that'll take me a while.
I'd say. What do you call this sort of shelter that we're under right now?
Just a shed, just an open shed.
Yeah. Because I've noticed that, Sonny Polis has got one, and other people who have just boats have sheds like this, and I haven't noticed them in other parts of the state very much.
Well, I guess it's just to keep the rain and maybe a little sun if it's beating down too hard. Mm-hmm. And you can wall one up like this, you know, and build something like a 30-foot boat in it if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Got one other job, though, a fiberglass boat that... It's a hull. The hull's already built, but I've got to go in and do all the inside work on it.
Oh, yeah.
And put the cabin.
What kind of a boat is that?
It was a 32-foot fiberglass yacht. I want it converted over to an offshore fishing boat. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to go inside of it and take everything out and start over from the hull. Mm-hmm.
Is that the boat that's down by the Rainbow now?
No, no. This boat would probably be on 12th Street.
Oh, yeah.
11th or 12th. Mm-hmm. But I've got that job when I can get around to it. There's no rush on it, but when I get to where I can do it, I'll get up with it.
Yeah. What do you like about building boats?
Well, it's interesting. And too, it's a job and nobody bothers you. You're independent. And, I don't think I've ever helped but three jobs in my life, and I didn't really like them. One, I ran that boat in Texas and Louisiana, but I was still my own boss because I was captain of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, if I don't want to catch a nap in the afternoon, I do it, and if I don't, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Have the designs of your boats changed much over the years?
None other than from the flat bottom skiff we used to build to the little V-bottom, fast V-bottom boat, you know, that they run in the rivers. Mm-hmm. And then since I started building these bigger boats, they have to be a V-bottom and put together a lot better.
Mm-hmm. If someone asked you to build another shrimp boat for them, would you build it exactly like this, or would you change it in some way?
No, they give me an idea of what they want, and I'll take it from there because I'm pretty good at. You get a blueprint in your head. You can almost read it from there. You know, you got an idea of what you want, and then you put it down on a piece of plywood or put it down where you can read it. And you can go from there and build it with a scale and get it right down to the money.
Well, when a fisherman will say comes to you and wants you to build a boat, what kinds of things would they tell you?
Well, if they just want a boat for a certain purpose, the people around here know me well enough that they'll leave it up to me to build it. But if they want a boat similar to another boat that they know of, and then I'll go and you know, check it out and get the dimensions of it and the depth and all that, and build it like that, like they want. But most people that wants boats built by me usually tell me what they want and leave me alone. Now this guy here, he didn't have any idea what he wanted, and so I just pictured that out in my mind. I drew me a little scale of it, and he's pleased with it. He likes it.
Yeah.
He's glad he didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd probably be glad of that if he had.
Well, I've talked to a lot of boat builders, and they they complain about the customer coming and
saying,
"Oh, gee, I didn't have that in mind at all. You got to change that." And boy,
I don't do that.
Yeah,
they'll tell me before I do it to change it a little bit. I might do it, but when I do something, I don't take it off.
Mm-hmm. Anything you don't like about building boats?
No, I like to build boats.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's the most important part in the whole process of building a boat, you think?
The most important is the balance. You've got to get that. You've got to lay your keel, but you've got to keep that boat balanced, one side equal to the other. And that's really the most tedious job there is in building a boat. We very easily get out, you know, one side be wider than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, you put your frames in and you put a strip, you get the center line and you run a plumb bob. Every three or four frames, you put your plumb bob center of the keel.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, your boat's never tilted one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
One frame is not lower on one side than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the center of that boat is right down the center line of it. You got an equal distance on each side then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you have to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch that pretty close.
Do people do anything special after the boat is finished up around here?
Well, usually when I build a boat, unless I finish it, they'll take it. They put all their rigging, their winches and the engines and all that. And some of them, I do that. Some of them, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the boats I built in Appalachia, I believe it was 68 or 78 foot. I built the hull and the house, the ceiling, the bulkheads, and the fish boxes. And they took the boat and put their engines, the rigging,
mm-hmm.
and everything else in.
Ever any celebrations when they put the boats in the water?
Not that I know of. There's certainly no champagne breaking, I'm sure.
Is that right? Now, I've talked to some boat builders who build in boats for themselves, and they sometimes put lucky pieces in their boats.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
I think one fellow told me he put a coin up underneath the pilot house before he...
I believe in 1947, I built a little 28-foot boat, and I drove a silver dollar right in the stem. And I guess the silver dollar's still there because the little boat's still operating.
We nailed the silver
dollar? No, I drove it. I just took my chisel and just put it in the stem and drove the dollar in where I cut the slot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's still in there. Wish I could dig it out.
It'd be worth more than a dollar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Give me $2-3 for that sucker.
Well, I'm about at the end of my questions here. Is there anything I didn't ask you wanted to tell me about boat building?
No, I don't think you missed very much, but I built a party boat. It was speaking about the scale, the blueprints and all, but I built a party boat something like 20 years ago and had to draw the blueprints and get them Coast Guard approved, but had no problem with that.
Did you have any training in drafting or anything?
No.
How'd you know how to do up?
That's something else I never figured out.
Just came to you?
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same.
I've never been trained in anything, I don't guess, and I can do just anything I want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice gift to have, to be able to do that.
Well, I never went to school for boat building or cabinet work or house building. I went to school to get my education, of course, but I didn't learn any boat building in it. Went to shop, but that was nothing to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything they had, I already knew.
Well, I'm going to shut this thing off now, unless you want to sing me a song.
No, I'm no singer.
Okay.
Now, if you want to, I better shut up.
This is the end of the October 15th, 1986 interview with boat builder Bud Seymour of Apalachicola, Florida. The interviewer was David Taylor of the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. and this interview was conducted in connection with the Maritime Heritage Survey Project. End of interview, end of tape.